positive happenings in West Holmes. I'm Melissa Patrick. West Holmes Local Schools received grant money and recognizes Kilbuck students for their success. Superintendent Eric Jerkovic announced at the February school board meeting that Transportation Supervisor Karina Johnson had applied for a safety bus grant for the district.
We did receive that grant. We received about $75,000. It's updates and cameras and lighting, put lights in the front of the bus that will go to the right and the left so when the kids are crossing the street, they'll be able to see.
He says that Johnson worked really hard on the grant.
And I would say, in the area, we got a lot more money than anybody else. So hats off to her and the things that she's doing with the buses.
Kilbuck Principal Brian Lash would also have the opportunity to recognize some students and their achievements. Lash says that they have a lot to be proud of, having students who got perfect scores on state tests and winners from the Spelling Bee and the Farm Tour contests. Lash would share those students with perfect test scores first.
Oakley Step is another student that she was our Spelling Bee champion this year and also scored a perfect test on the third grade math test last year. So we're really proud of her. She was not able to make it today. Another perfect state test score here, Declan Clements. He got a perfect score on the fourth grade math test last year. So congratulations there. Caden Zollers also got a perfect score on the fourth grade math test last year, so congratulations. And I'm glad to have Oakland McVicker back. She's gone to the middle school this year, but as a fifth grader, she had a perfect test score on the ELA test in fifth grade, so congratulations. Okay, so awesome job for those, you know, getting a perfect test score is obviously very difficult, and we're very proud of them for being able to achieve that.
Lash says that Kilbuck swept the essay contest for the 5th grade farm tour, getting first, second, and third. He says that they have been doing a new ELA program for the 5th grade, which must be successful.
This really captures that students' success with the aid of, you know, parents and teacher collaboration is really what's great. And here we are, and we swept that essay contest, and I couldn't be prouder of that. So Lola Weaver was our winner. She was the contest winner, so congratulations. Declan, the math guy, also is an ELA guy as well. He got second place in the essay contest. And then Micah here wrapped up our sweep here with third place. So very happy about that.
Cameron Carver was not in attendance, but Lash shared that he received third place in the 5th grade Farm Tour poster contest. The final recognition Lash gave was for those who did well in the Spelling Bee.
And then we also have this year's Spelling Bee winners. So very competitive Spelling Bee. Very excited about how it went and how competitive it was. So we have our two runners up here in Mia Rogers and Ella Shoemaker. They have years and years to go, and so, you know, very young, and so I'm very excited to see what they can do. Our winner will be competing in the regional Spelling Bee at Kent State. Stark on March 7th is unable to attend today, but that was Oakley Step as well.
Lash says that there are a lot of things to be proud of at Kilbuck, and he certainly is proud of everyone. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday one accident, 11 incidents, and no arrests. It's a dubious honor, but Ohio ranks number one in the nation in spam calls. A study from tech company TextLaw ranks Ohio as the worst state in the country when it comes to spam calls. The Better Business Bureau says scam calls might come in waves, with scammers targeting areas at a time. So you should watch out for someone asking for personal information or money, or if it sounds urgent. Attorney General Dave Yost has announced a major drug bust in Central Ohio. The Central Ohio Major Drug Interdiction Task Force seized 44 pounds of fentanyl in Madison County this week, one of its largest busts ever involving the deadly synthetic opioid. Agents seized the drugs, valued at $800,000, on Wednesday as part of an ongoing investigation by the task force, which operates under the Ohio Organized Crime Investigations Commission. The investigation has resulted in charges against two people. In 2025, the commission's major drug task force seized a total of 86 pounds of fentanyl statewide. A village mayor disgraced by scandal and criminal behavior has resigned. In Richland County, the mayor of the village of Butler is resigning. Wesley Dingus faces charges of voyeurism. A report from the sheriff's office says the claims were made by a juvenile who had been in his home. Dingus was released after posting 10% of a $10,000 bail, $10,000 bond. He's ordered to stay away from the accuser and wear a GPS monitor. Dingus was already out on bond on a separate case. According to officials, he faces charges for allegedly running over a man with his car last July. Parents in several school districts have expressed concern about a school photo company and its connection to the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. Life Touch is a school photography company that is owned by a private equity firm that was once led by Leon Black, who is named in the Epstein files. The Cincinnati Enquirer reports that parents in the Cincinnati Public, Forest Hills, and Lakota local school districts have all expressed concern despite the company denying any connection to nor being named in the Epstein case. School districts across the country have either canceled school photo shoots with Life Touch or have switched to local vendors. These three districts are now weighing options. A Cuyahoga County judge is ordering a critical evaluation in the case against the man accused of killing Cleveland police officer Jameson Ritter. Delonte Hardy is also charged with killing his own grandmother. He's been found incompetent to stand trial, and now doctors at a state facility have until March 13th to determine whether he can be restored to competency within 2 years. Prosecutors are also asking the judge for an outside expert to conduct a separate evaluation. The judge has not yet ruled on that request. A fire chief says a fire at an Ohio hog farm complex has killed about 6,000 pigs and unleashed a large plume of smoke that could be seen for miles. About 1,500 hogs survived Wednesday's fire. A little bit of smoke remained Thursday from some burned-down structures at Fine Oak Farms in Madison County. Fire Chief Brian Bennington says two of five large farm buildings were burning when crews arrived, and with strong winds and limited water, it took 5 hours to bring the fire under control. No people were hurt, and the chief says hog waste was contained. State investigators are working to find the cause. And finally, in the years Pokemon Red and Pokemon Green were released in 1996 for Nintendo Game Boy in Japan, marking the debut of Pokemon, the franchise has taken over the globe with its animated shows, mobile games, and highly coveted trading cards. Today marks the 30th anniversary of Pokemon as its popularity continues into the next generation with fans young and old. Avid collectors may buy and sell cards for thousands of dollars each, with the fervor leading to a string of break-ins at card shops in California. Fans say they have found community around the game. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.